Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. Resolve to call us right now at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, 888-723-4630.
Okay, it's time to do another listing dish here.
Another one.
We are just doing listing dishes like crazy here today, I think.
We are.
Okay, so this one is, are you ready for the number?
I am.
Here?
Yeah.
It is number 2623-3975-7413.
I think I got that right. Let's see.
Okay. I'm going to give it out again. 2623-3975-7413.
It is. Is this a figure?
Yes. Now, this is a figurine.
This is a figurine.
Yes.
It's called a, it's a figurine of a large golfer strutting down the green with his...
Looking very Scottish.
Back. David Frykman Portfolio, the golfer, 7-inch figurine, DF307, retired 1996 collectible.
That sounds pretty good. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the important words are the artist. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the artist, David Frykman.
Mm-hmm.
The golfer and the number. Those are good, yeah. Let's see what it says here. The pictures. Oh, yeah, nice photos. I can see everything pretty clear. Let me
now,
see.
Now, I would have loved to been able to see the underside of it face up so I could read it, but I'm just nitpicking.
Well, there's several things that I would have suggested, and I don't understand why people do this. So, you've got a space for 12 photos. Why aren't you using more? Why do you only have 3 photos? I would have shown one from all angles, and that would have been a minimum of 6 photos. I would have shown the top. I would have shown 4 sides, 4 different aspects, and the underneath at a minimum. That would have been 6 photos. I might show some close-ups. I would have, to Lee's point, it's much easier to read that label if I had flipped the image 90-degree mm-hmm. increment to counterclockwise, because now I have to kind of... And, you know, and that image is not that sharp underneath. I can't read the entire label. So I would have made sure my camera was set on macro, pulled in more, and I would have taken a picture of that label close up, because I can't read it. I can read the outside of it, but I can't read the small text. Anyway.
Free shipping. I love that.
Free.
The pictures are good, though.
Pictures are okay.
Yeah, you can see everything.
Yeah, I would have, well, and not in that last one. Well, I would have liked more photos, that's basically.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Free shipping, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Item specifics.
Mm-hmm. Well, it just says country of manufacture.
Yeah, and condition used.
So I would have done some, if there were no others in this category, which there may have been, I'm not sure about this category, I would have added my some custom ones just to be sure. I would have added the artist. I would have added material, resin. I would have added date of 1996. I would have said... model number DF307. I would have put those things in item specifics.
Okay. Then down underneath in the description, David Frykman Portfolio, the golfer, 7 inches, figurine DF307 for retired 1996. Okay. Hand painted, made of resin. I like that he just shortened to the point.
Shortened to the point.
Now, when he gets to measurement, Griff, I was having John with this double tape thing, you know, that shows inches and centimeters and millimeters and all that. But there's an easier way. There is a place called convertwizard.com.
Well, you just go to Google, convert it to you.
Well, yeah. If you have this convertwizard.com up on one of your tabs in your browser, all you have to do is put in the inch and out comes right away the millimeters. And you don't have to keep going to Google is all I'm saying. It's called convertwizard.com.
Okay.
So you just put 7 in and it has inches, so you put 7, and you know that's 17.78 centimeters, and you can put that in your listing. It's very easy to do that. only takes a second. So we would suggest that you do put the metrics in there in addition to the inches.
Right.
But I love the description because it's so short and to the point. Free shipping in the USA. Yep, that's good. Okay, what do you think, Griff, as far as terrines go?
I'm going to say another 4.9.
Okay, yay. Good going. Yeah. All right, and that person is known as Granny's Thimble 62.
Yes.
On eBay, she's Pam, and she's from Clyman, Wisconsin. And we thank you very much for allowing us to dish your listing. Thank you, Pam. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, people aren't taking enough pictures, Griff. There are very few things don't need more than three pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, really. Most things need more, especially a figurine. You've got to turn it from side to side and let everybody see every inch of it, I would think.
Yes.
And, of course, we don't know if these are in demand because we haven't done our research on it, of course.
Right.
So, I don't know. So, if you'd like your listing dished or you'd like to ask us a question or you have a comment, our phone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Or you may use the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player, the one you're listening to us on now.
The very one.
Okay. Pam, who we just dished the listing for,
yes,
says, please use my dish my listing. I used my new Fovitec purchase of the Studio Pro Studio all-in-one LED product photography light box tent kit, 24 inches cube. Love it.
Oh, good.
So she used the light box, and I thought the pictures were fine myself. I don't know. But thank you again, Pam. All right, so Ed from Corning, New York, Ed's E-Threads has a question for you, Griff. I have a question about shipping companies who forward items internationally.
Yeah.
I had someone say they did not get an item that was forwarded and they opened a case. The tracking showed forwarded. Why does tracking show forwarded when it got to the destination on the label? I would think it would just be our obligation to ship to the U.S. location after that.
That is your obligation.
Even though it is forwarded, it's not our responsibility.
It's not
is
your
that
obligation.
True?
It's absolutely true. So if it shows a scan that it arrived at the address, you should be covered. If you're having an issue, email me the details. This is a new one because normally those forwarding companies, it shows as delivered to the forwarding company. You are only responsible for delivering the package to the address that is on the account. You are not responsible for anything after that. If you're being held responsible for the transit of the package beyond the address to which you shipped, then email me with the details.
@griff@ebay.com.
And I'm assuming that if the buyer opened a case, that the seller has responded, he or she has responded to the case with this information.
Okay.
I'm assuming. If you haven't, do so. You are not responsible. You do not have to refund for item not received. And customer support or the trust team should not be, if this is escalated, should not be finding in the buyer's favor. The buyer of record is the forwarding company, I assume, and their address, if the package shows that it made it to that address, then you're covered.
Yay. That's always good news.
Yeah. I hope so.
888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. You're listening to the Ask Griff and Lee Show. We're all about helping eBay sellers achieve and maintain top-rated seller status as well as grow their business.
Yes.
So, okay, we have, as the presidential election grows nearer and candidates add delegates, eBay sellers are adding listings, and those listings are selling.
Really?
They've grown from buttons with hair, remember the Donald Trump button with the hair on it, and hats to signed scraps of papers, dollar bills, and more. Take a look at this gem that just sold, just one of the sold items out of 2,166.
What's that?
Sold Donald Trump 2016 listings. Here it is. Here's the item number. 3220. See, I have to go do this at the same time I give these to you. 3220.
I understand.
Yeah. 2952. 3670. I'll repeat that. It is 3220, 2952, 3670. So I guess it bidding has ended. Does that mean, was it sold or not here?
Winning bid, $159.49.
Oh, good. Okay. So what it was exactly was a little Donald Trump endorsed by...
It's a little pin of a rather stone-faced Chris Christie holding a poster that says Vote Trump 2016.
Poor Christie. That's not stone-faced. That's like, oh my God, what am I doing here, face? We've all seen him.
No one forced you up there.
It's true. But he's got a little Vote Trump thing in his hands. It's cute, Griff. It is cute.
So someone's picking up on this because this this person has a bunch of these novelty pins. They're all very timely. So this is someone who's taking advantage of a great e-commerce opportunity that's connected to...
Oh, and they're all cute. Ted Cruz holding torch, 2016 presidential campaign novelty pin. Bernie Sanders drumming. Okay.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz wrapped an American flag. Donald Trump bombing ISIS.
Oh, yeah.
These are very cute.
And they're getting bids, and that one went up pretty high. So I wonder who's making these.
Hillary Clinton drummer, presidential campaign novelty.
There you go. That's
cruising. Ted Cruz in a little convertible, cruising along. These are very cute.
This segment was brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
When it comes to shipping, sometimes you need to think outside of the box. Say hello to Roadie, the first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping community. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone. Tell Roadie what you need to send where and by when. And they'll connect you with someone already heading in the right direction. Think carpooling for cargo. When you sell those too big, too heavy items, Roadie gives you a faster, cheaper, friendlier way to send your stuff across the country. Whether you need to send an armchair to Atlanta or skis to Seattle, Roadie will get your stuff where it needs to go, even on weekends and overnight. Roadie handles the fee and payment, while real-time GPS tracking keeps you informed. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center, or visit Roadie.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 364.
You don't want to wear yourself out when selling on eBay. So what should you do? Bobby Miller is a certified education specialist known on eBay as top-rated seller Seacoast Bargain. She has this tip.
Getting good sleep. So the number one tip for eBay sellers, turn off that cha-ching at night. It's fun to hear it, but it's going to interrupt that good sleep you need. So you don't want to be hearing that at night. You don't want to have the phone even in the room, and that's a hard one. A lot of people do. Exercise during the day is going to help you sleep at night. So these all things are all tied in together, really.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by BULQ, the new way to source liquidation goods. So apparently a leprechaun whispered, call us now at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630. So and you can have my lucky charms.
What's your favorite Irish song?
And my favorite song is Manly, yes, but I like it too. Irish Spring. My favorite Irish song.
Do you know the song, Isn't It a Pity When Irish Girls Grow Up? Have you ever heard that song?
No.
No? Griff, it is a wonderful song by a man named Tom Russell, who I happen to respect a great deal. He's sort of a protest singer for border issues. But he does this Irish song with an Irish singer. The one I heard from him, he was doing it with this woman from Ireland. It is an absolutely wonderful song. Isn't it a pity when Irish girls grow up? In fact, let me see. I don't know. Can I put this? The song may be too long to put in the chat board, or it may not. Let me try it at least. Okay, my favorite song. It's a great song. Look it up too on iTunes because you'll love the melody as well. Let me see if I can put this up there. It's about young Irish girls leaving the farm and going to live in the big city, chasing after city boys. And so I just posted it. I hope it goes in the chat room. So I love St. Paddy's Day for so many reasons. So are you ready to go to the phones, Griff?
Yes.
Ron from Pelham, Alabama. Could be pronounced Pelham. Oilerman 21 on eBay. Oiler, O-I-L-E-R, man 21. First time caller. Saw us on eBay website. That's how he found us. And he wants us to dish a listing. Hey, Ron, how you doing today?
Fine. How are you folks doing?
We're doing really well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, it's a nice day here in the South. It's starting to get warm, and spring is right around the corner. This is, like I said, I'm a first-time caller. My subject is descriptions of items.
Okay, hold on a second, because I want to give everybody your item number, okay? Griff, it is 1820.
1820.
2790.
2790.
1846.
1846.
Again, that's 1-820-2790-1814. Oh, it's beautiful.
It's Bob Mackie.
Oh, I love that. So you want to read the title, Griff?
It's a Bob Mackie Barbie Goddess of the Sun Rare Music Box, 247 out of 5,000, adult UNESCO. I'm going to learn more about that in a minute. Nice title. I think you got everything there. Nice photos.
Aren't they beautiful?
Yeah, I can see every aspect of it. He's turned it. He showed the bottom. He's got some close-ups. And there she is, all a sparkle with that wonderful Bob Mackie creation. Looks like something you'd see on the Carol Burnett or Cher show. The Sonny and Cher show.
Oh, just beautiful.
Yeah.
And the UNESCO is a company that makes...
Oh, is that the company?
Like this.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Great.
It's a well-known company.
Mattel UNESCO. I get it. Okay.
Okay.
Fantastic.
So... music box, though. The bottom of the figurine has the thing.
Has a music box, right? Does it turn as well?
No, it does not.
Okay, it's very nice.
If it turned, it would have been a great idea for a video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't turn.
It doesn't turn.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Really? So free shipping, I like that.
Yeah, nice filled out item specifics.
What about the pictures, Griff?
Pictures are great. I like the photos.
Yeah.
The photos are nice.
Beautiful. They show every little thing.
They're a little dramatic because I love the way that red carpet kind of thing. It's like we're at the Oscars. And just kind of stepped out to say hello.
Your idea, Ron, to put the red behind it purposely?
Yes, ma'am.
Looks
yes,
great.
Yes, ma'am. I got a photo box off of eBay and... It works fine. It was very inexpensive. It was a terrific eBay buy, and it works well for, our little mom and pop operation.
Yeah, looks really good. I like it. But that, and the item specifics are nice. We like that they're comprehensive. Very helpful.
Yes.
But then we get to the description.
Oy vey. So, Ron, an expression you probably don't use in the South, oy vey.
Oy vey is right.
Or it could be oy vey, y'all. Too much verbiage. So let's see if we can help him with this.
Well, so what you've got here is a lot of, to read. And the thing that the problem is that buyers don't want to read. It's too much for them. They'll stop. They'll get to the first sentence and they'll go, oh, my heavens, look at it. This is a journey I have to go on. My eyes are going to get tired. We always talk about on eBay that it's best not to editorialize. It's best not to go on and on. Just put the facts about the item and the buyer will make up their mind based on the photo and the description. So I would definitely...
That's my point of descriptions I was wanting to talk about.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why do descriptions have to be cut and dried like that?
Because
isn't it you can involve the viewer in the item and make them get into it and say, oh, I gotta have it. Oh, that's wonderful. Am I wrong?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yes, you're wrong. Sorry, Ron.
I don't want to break it to you.
Ron, I'll tell you, go to Hollywood, Ron. They give you an hour and a half to 2 hours.
See, I think...
People don't want to read this, Ron.
There will be the occasional buyer that... We'll talk... Well, we can't... Can we hold you over till the top of the hour?
Sure we can. So we'll have Donna talk to him.
Okay, so we'll be back at the top of the hour. We'll continue with this, because it's an interesting one, I think. This segment was brought to you by BULQ Bulk. We'll be back with our second hour in a moment here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200, so you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
Let's face it. You're the Energizer Bunny of thrifting. So you need a mobile tool that can keep up with you. WorthPoint is up to the job and lets you do your research while in the field. Simply download WorthPoint from your iPhone or Android. WorthPoint's database goes back as far as 10 years, with more than 1 billion stored images and corresponding prices. WorthPoint has collected more than 100,000 makers' marks. Yet, searching all those images takes mere seconds. WorthPoint's mobile app provides huge pictures, lets you save searches, and gives you suggestions about what you're searching for. It even corrects your spelling. WorthPoint also offers an indexed library of more than 1,000 reference books, so you can research online. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Peace de Resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at ENDICIA.com. ebaymotors.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.